This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Stephen Skeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Residents of Deerfield, Massachusetts are debating whether to rewrite history to make outdated language less offensive. It was 300 years ago that one of the first raids took place during the French and Indian War. And now Native Americans are fed up with documents and monuments that refer to them as savages. History buffs say preserving the language is as important as the story it tells. Pippin Ross reports.
Bells ring for the start of the Sunday service at Deerfield's Brick Meeting House, the first official church ever built in the United States. Along both sides of Main Street are perfectly preserved colonial homes. Until recently, these streets were also lined with marble monuments written by English settlers almost 200 years ago to commemorate the 1704 French Indian raid. Bob Sampson, one of thousands of annual visitors to this historic town, has just learned that the monuments he's looking for have been moved indoors to protect them from vandals who've painted over words that upset them, like savage and Negro.
Wow, I never thought of history being politically incorrect.
Most of the monuments have been relocated to the town's historic museum. Curator Suzanne Flint reads an excerpt from one that tells the story of English settler Mary Field. She was among 100 taken captive who eventually became part of a Canadian Indian tribe. It's a prime example, says Flint, of how the English interpreted what happened to their ancestors.
And then it goes on to say Mary, adopted by an Indian, was named Wallahawi. She married a savage and became one.
The museum has begun attaching liftable cloth covers that offer a revised text to several of the stories. Mary's is one of them.
Which says she married a Gayakahaga, adopted the culture, customs, and language of her new community in Kahnawake.
While many visitors appreciate the revisions, Flint says they have also triggered angry responses.
We had a woman vandalize the exhibition, pull this down, and write in great big words, tell the truth.
To learn the collective truth about what life was like 300 years ago, Deerfield recently invited English, French, and Native American descendants, and anyone else interested, to spend a weekend reliving history from their own perspective. Singing a Native American song, a group of English descendants, dressed in their ancestors' outfits, arrive in a horse cart. One participant, who said she was too embarrassed to give her name, said they were singing the song as an apology for taking the land and gratitude for how much they learned from the Indians.
Well, history's always written by the victor.
And history's written through the lens of your own experiences. Our history was written by Europeans, so it was skewed from the way we understood it.
And different from the way others see it. Native American Rose Hartman says colonists never accepted the peaceful people who lived there for 6,000 years before they arrived.
They had a hard time understanding that our lifestyles were convenient for us and healthy for us. Their lifestyles were totally different, so they just labeled us as savages.
Straightening out the details of what really happened 300 years ago, says organizer Marge Baruzak, is intended to heal old wounds.
The living people all coming back into communication with each other after so many years of being ignored and misrepresented and misunderstood, it's an amazing feeling.
But still, the conflict persists. Deerfield has received over 500 angry letters criticizing the town for trying to give history a warm and fuzzy feeling. Undaunted by the debate, Deerfield is planning a new monument to acknowledge the African Americans who were enslaved there during colonial times. For NPR News, I'm Pippin Ross.